Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Performance. Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about another relatively new member of our Brain Trust returning to the show, folks. Mike Daniels, Michael A. Daniels, has been with us before. This guy has, he's one of the internet pioneers, clearly, truly one of the internet pioneers. And he was a guy who, he took Network Solutions, which I bought all my top domains from for all those years and still do it. He took that company from a fledgling little company to a national contract, a global contract, I should say, to manage the top domain names and then converted that into a very successful business. But more importantly than that, his taproot goes all the way back to the origins of the internet. And he's a co-author of a new book called Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, The Monetization of the Internet. And he's back today. Mike Daniels, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be with you.
It's good to have you back. Mike, you were, when the internet was really a gleam in someone's eye, you were almost right around the corner, weren't you?
That's right, Jim. Seems like a long time ago, but that's right. I was in
the late
Washington,
60s.
D.C., yeah.
And you were, I mean, the guys who were thinking of this, dreaming this up, I mean, they were almost your neighbors, professionally speaking, weren't they?
Oh, they really were. We were all basically located in the Washington, D.C. area in Northern Virginia,
yep.
Because of the Advanced Research Projects Agency, and then the rest of the folks who worked on it were around the country.
What was it? Were you connected to them in the beginning?
Well, I was assigned to the Advanced Research Projects Agency, which today is called DARPA, Jim, and they were the
yep.
guys who funded the Internet, and basically the guys who helped dream it up with their researchers around the country in universities and some small companies in those days.
So let me ask you.
We all knew each other.
Let me ask you this question. So did somebody say, let's go build this and here's the money? Or did somebody say, I have an idea, can I have the money?
Yeah, the answer was somebody had an idea. And that guy was a guy named J.R. Licklider, who was at MIT up in the Boston area
right.
in the early 60s. And he came up with a concept of linking computers around the globe into what he called an intergalactic network, if you can believe that, Jim. So he's the guy who came up with it, and lots of people and companies. And
did he ever profit at all from any of this financially?
No, he really did not, and that was not what he was ever interested
no,
in.
No, I know, but I mean, is he still with us?
He's not. He's passed on.
Well, I just wonder, did he live long enough to see his baby become what it anything like what it became?
Oh, to the start of it, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it never really got rolling until the mid-90s.
Right,
so he
right.
saw some of it come to fruition.
Well I'm yeah. glad to hear that. So he had an idea, and then somebody said, hey, I think this guy's onto something. Let's throw some money at it and see what happens.
That's exactly right, and that was the United States federal government in the form of DARPA or ARPA in those
right.
days.
Right.
Yep.
And you were involved how in those days?
I'd come to Washington in the U.S. Navy and was assigned to ARPA. And so I was a very young guy who was in one of the very first users groups of this thing called the ARPANET, which became the Internet back in 1969, Jim.
And what was it like in those days?
It was sitting in front of a dumb terminal that really had no capability, and you
yeah.
would type in letters and characters, and you could send the first email, very rudimentary,
right.
to our contractors around the country. So it had no capability.
And it was really an intranet in those days, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was. That was all it was. And so if you look back 40, 50 years now from that time, Jim, no one that I ever knew who was involved in the creation of it would ever have dreamed what we're seeing today and the uses of it.
I think you told us the last time you were here that in the late 80s, one of the founders, somebody said something about, why don't we let the public have this? And that guy said, what would they do with it?
That's right. Nobody had any idea. So if anybody,
and that was in the late 80s.
in the late 80s, even by the early 90s. So if anybody ever tells you that they knew what was going to happen with that, don't you or anybody on the show believe them.
Well, but I haven't heard you mention Al Gore at any time in this any of this conversation, Mike.
Well, we met and talked with Al when he was vice president, Vice President Gore.
In the 90s.
House, and he came into the room, Jim, in this true story. And his introduction to us was, he said, "Now, I want you all to know that I did not invent the Internet." And he laughed because he said, "You guys were there. You knew I didn't."
Yeah. So. Well, good for him. I'm glad to hear that he got that straightened out. Mike, is there a website you want to send us to?
Sure. www.nsibook.com.
NSIbook.com. Check it out, folks. Mike Daniels. And I will be right back. We had a little history there. Now we're going to talk about where the Internet is today and where's it going with our new friend, our good friend now, Mike Daniels. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.